opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Talking about our Braves last night, got a little rain delay. So sick of this rain, by the way. What about y'all? Sick of the rain.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that transformation to becoming my father is complete. My lawn is luscious.
It is. This is
true. My lawn is it's looking the best it's ever looked. But yes, it's a buzzkill. I feel like you're living in Seattle.
Yeah, every afternoon, every morning, it's rain. But got a little rain last night. It didn't stop our Braves from coming up big. Eli White with a great assist. Early in the game, you saw Acuna's assist after his great defensive play late in the game in the top of the ninth. Riley with the sack fly. Look, these are the kind of things that we need. But the biggest thing that happened last night is we want to run a one-run game. That's the biggest thing. We have not found ways to do this enough. So if you're keeping track, and we are, 12 behind the Mets, 10 behind the Phillies after those teams lost last night. And we'll keep it moving, guys. More on the Braves coming up. But a great conversation as Mike and I were discussing the believe should be on Alex Anthopoulos. And look, he's a friend of the show. He's treated us great. But the reality is he understands the job. And if I guess, Mike, if we were to ask him, he would say, yeah, right. I think there's pressure. I don't know if it comes from the higher-ups or, as you said, the fan base is we should be pushing for the best. But a lot of guys chiming in on this and saying, Dukes and Bell, I'm with you guys. Look, we should be demanding the best, not only out of our players, but our general managers.
Well, I mean, if you go back and you look at where this thing was, 2020 season still upsets me because, look, they decided late in the game they were going to do a 60-game season. So it's not like really load up. But you just kind of felt like, man, how many – hey, it still counts as a damn World Series win.
It does.
You know, and that's one where we had the Dodgers down 3-1, but we didn't have enough pitching. We never have enough pitching. That's, you know, that goes back to, does Alex just say with the resources I've got – again, he's not limited resources. He's got more than two-thirds of Major League Baseball, but he still doesn't have as much as the other guys that are constantly in that mix. So you look at the Rangers' payroll, look what the Phillies' payroll has been. That's my point. Maybe I didn't say it the right way. I didn't phrase it properly. Maybe some Braves fans are just – they're so philosophical about it. Well, game and get them next year, and you can't win them all. And I'm just never ever been wired like that. You know, it's a team sucks, and you know when your team sucks. Mm-hmm. Like in 16, when you were at the last stages of Turner Field, you knew the team was bad, but you knew that there was help on the way through the rookies and the guys you're bringing up through the system, and eventually you augment that with guys like you mentioned Ozuna and everything else. And then now expectations change. And now, okay, we're in the mix. We are a pennant contender again every single season. So why are we monkeying around with guys that we don't know who the third and fourth and fifth starters are at pitching? We have injuries that seem to mount up. We never have that depth. There's always things that just kind of drive and get at me. Now, the Profar thing, that's beyond Alex's control.
It is.
They made a good deal for a guy that maybe, you know, now we know why he outperformed last year for the Padres. But to me, I just think as a fan, and the guys, what am I supposed to do, Mike? Go on strike? You know what am I talking about? I'm not talking about boycotting the Braves. We're just talking about have a freaking passion, have a heart for this thing. So when they do stuff that drives you a little crazy, you know, blow off some steam, let people know how you feel about it.
And we do that. We do that every day. We did it 2 weeks ago when they blew a 6-run lead in the ninth right. inning, and you know I was fed up and had seen enough of the foolishness. With the lack of playmaking and effort and all the things, you know, there was just so much that happened over that stretch of games where we went 3-14, guys. 3-14. We won't have another stretch like that the rest of the season. We better not.
Right.
But those are the kind of stretches that put you behind the eight ball, and that's exactly what happened. 200%, man. I'm with you. And it bugs me when I hear fans, well, they're doing enough. Never doing enough. And the fact that, you know, we even talked about Alex making a phone call, allegedly, to Boston and being inquisitive about, hey, is he available, Devers? Great. He should be doing that with every potential guy that's out there.
Right.
If he's not, he's not doing his job.
And that's the thing which Braves fans, again, guys, I don't want to paint with a broad brush the way we feel, great. But, you know, some Braves fans, they don't want to do anything. You know, if this team was that good, we wouldn't be where we are. If this team wasn't that good, we would have won the World Series in 23. But this team has a clutch problem. You know, and so how do you fix that? Well, maybe you got to change it up. You got to bring some other news. You got to maybe move some faces around.
You know what he did in 21, and I know we got to get to our fourth and one here. Coming up. Also, we'll talk some NBA with our buddy Sam Mitchell coming up next hour. But Mike, he gave, and this is part of why I think Acuña is so important. It's not that he does all the things on the field. He's a five-tool guy, best, most talented player you've ever seen in this organization. Not the best, most talented. He gave the clubhouse some flavor in 21 that it didn't possess. And it changed the dynamic. Yes, Freddie was here. Mm-hmm. Yes, Dansby was here. They're great players. But he gave it some flavor. And what I mean by that is, Mike, you had guys that came in and were jokesters and guys that wanted to have fun and guys that lightened things up. And I've always said this. The best been around championship caliber teams always had that. You can be the best fundamentally sound team, Mike. Best pitching. We hit like crazy. But we're tight. We're not loose. Every time you walk in the clubhouse, it's like people are whispering. It's not, hey, it's Lou, hey, we're having fun. And in 21, Alex brought in guys that gave us that. Grown men were wearing pearls at Truist Park, okay?
Right.
I'm just keeping it real with you. That helped the team loosen up. And guess what? That vibe took us into the playoffs. I don't know if we have that right now. Ronald has brought the energy, and he's brought what he brings, which is just excellent play night in and night out. But I don't know if we have enough of that, Mike, to get us over. That's the job he's tasked with. Mm-hmm. Who are you going to bring in to do that? And is it Profar? Is Profar going to come in here and be that guy and also play well enough where he's respected by his teammates? Because we don't know Profar.
Right. I mean, like, no from Adam. So we're going to find out. But this goes back to, and we're going to talk some NFL in a minute here. It's a passionate conversation. A lot of guys getting fired up on the text line about what our expectations. And a guy is agreeing. Sam just said, you know, when you go to the World Series, when you're in the division, when you're in the playoffs every year, you should be trying to maximize what you've got. Take some more risks. Because I don't want this run to produce one World Series the way the Bobby Cox run produced one World Series.
You're talking about all these guys in their prime.
Yes, all these guys can be, like, for all the things we can talk about, Snicker and where we are now, I mean, for the last, what, going back to 18, that's 7 years. Or, you didn't win the division last year, but 6 to 7 years, you won that division. And that's always, that means you're an elite. You're one of the top six teams, so you should be, let's go. What are you doing? Why are we bringing guys like Yanni Chirinos in?
That wasn't his
name. Or trading for a Jake Odorizzi.
Okay, that wasn't his name.
You know, ex-Odoriters and Chirino. but you got, you know, why don't we, you know, why is Eli White and Nick Allen on this team? You know, because you didn't have the wherewithal. I mean, again, I know injuries, notwithstanding the suspension to Profar. I wasn't unimpressed with Arcia to start the season. I was lobbying for an upgrade at the shortstop position. Why are we saying, well, you can't have all great positions? Well, shoot, the year we won the World Series, and at 23, there wasn't a weak spot on this lineup, right?
No, depth. We had a lot more depth.
That's all I'm saying. Just when you're in the mix and you're close, I think your chip should always be pushed all in. Then that's to distill the argument down to its bare essence. Why aren't the Braves management allowing Anthopoulos to do the things in previous years? And we'll see what he does. Time will tell.
Okay, so
put us up where we should be.
The chips all in analogy is perfect. Do you feel like the chips are all in? 404-726-0929. Because that's really what we're saying here. We're sitting at the table. All these guys around the table are players. Some of these guys have shades on. They're trying to not let us look at their eyes. We're in a poker game. Are we all in? Are Braves fans, are we? Chips all in. We're going after this thing. Many of you can't look us in the face and tell us that's the case. You can't. And that's why we're having this discussion. That's why I believe there is pressure for Alex to do some things. Now, whether they're the right moves, we'll wait to see. None of those moves he made in 21, we were all looking at each other like, what's he doing?
Right.
Who the hell is this?
Hey, the average Braves fan, you and I had to look up Jorge Soler's numbers with the Royals.
He was doing nothing. Right? He was absolutely doing nothing when we got him. I'm with you. All right, man. More on this to come, but we appreciate the comments and the insight, because I just it's one of those things like, oh, well, he didn't really need to do anything. He doesn't need to do anything. You are letting him off and this team, and more importantly, to Mike's point, this organization off the hook if you feel that way. You cannot be built to win, a contender, and just go, I ain't gonna do too much. We're fine. We got Acuña back. We're going to be okay. No, we're not. It's not enough. 404-726-0929. More on the Braves tonight with Chris Sale going with our buddy Grant McCauley, who's going to join us. Also, yeah, man, No Man's on the way, coming up in about 15 minutes from now. And this conversation is funny, Mike, because it starts one way, and you know this, and then it goes another way. We're not bashing our Braves, okay? They've given us plenty of reason to do that this season. We're not bashing our Braves. Mm-hmm. What we're saying is when you have signs of life like last night where you go, that's what we expect. Those clutch plays, that clutch hitting, right. The defense, that's what we expect. Okay, now the guys that are here have to continue to do that. But what else are we going to do to try to help this situation, Mike, so we feel good about this if we do make a run in the playoffs? Can we beat a Dodger team in a 7-game series as constructed? Can you?
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, now again, we hope, as we said, this is the shape of things to come. That this is now, you know, the Mets, they're dealing with a little bit of an issue. Look, you got a 4-game losing streak, and you're facing Chris Sale the next day, and your pitcher's not good. Pressure's on the Mets. This is an advantage for the Braves tonight. Now, you get this thing under 10 games, now we're cooking again.
Now we are right.
And then, if you're under less than 5 games in the wild card, which you would be, this is then okay. Now we can have the debate. Do you feel that Drake Baldwin can step in and fill those shoes, or is he going to continue to struggle at major league level? Can you move Sean Murphy for some assets? You know, because that's one of the chips. That's one of the cards you can play if you're not going to be able to really spend money, Carl, to take on contracts, which they never want to do either.
No, it's a great point. Let's grab Clarence real quick here in Atlanta. Clarence, thank you for listening to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man, what are you thinking?
Hey, how you doing? This is my first time calling. First time listening to it, so I'm excited. I really feel like, yeah, Sean Murphy has to go, Doug Baldwin needs to take the spot. And knowing Atlanta is cheap how they are, we're not going to re-sign Ozuna, so we need to get value. We need relievers. We need something. We need to get pieces. So I don't think staying put should matter, but we need to get rid of those two at most because, one, we're definitely not re-signing Ozuna, and Sean Murphy, we still have some value.
Good call. There you go. Clarence, thank you for listening.
I hate to lose Ozuna, but that's if you have no intentions of signing him, Carl.
Yes.
And he's probably going to jump up. He's making $16 million this year, probably north of 20 for a guy in his prime, right? I mean, I think I don't see any signs of this guy stopping. Do you? Ozuna?
No. And look, he is a reasonably inexpensive DH that rakes. He's carried us. It hasn't been Olsen. It hasn't been Riley. Riley got a big hit last night. Go look at these wins, guys. Night in and night out, it's that dude, Ozuna, getting you 2 runs, getting a home run. So, Mike, for the number, and I'm just simply talking, you know, finances here, he is a relatively inexpensive DH. Now, to your point, is that number going to go up? Yeah, but 2025 was the club option. 26, unrestricted free agent. I just feel like you ride that until the end of the year. And then if you feel like the offer is worthy, Mike, to bring him back, then you do that. But I ask this question all the time. Have we gotten the best of Marcell Ozuna? 30, 31, 32, 33 years old. He's 34. Have we gotten the best of him? If Alex Anthopoulos, if I ask him that question, he'd probably go, at 35 or 36 or 37, is Marcell Ozuna going to be what we have had over the last 4 years? The answer is no.
Maybe he's Julio Franco. Jesus is remember that? Jesus is my juice.
We're coming back. More of your calls if you want to get in on this Braves conversation. We got to talk some NFL, and we will next.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Having a lot of fun talking to you about our Braves. It's funny, Brian Harper hits us up. Says, put him up, see Dukes. Put him up! He says, when is Acuna going to demand a Soto-like contract, Dukes? He's a better player, in my opinion. He's been a better player.
MVP.
I've had this argument, sorry, Squid, with Bo Morgan back in the day when he was producing us, and we'd go back and forth. And before Acuna got the recognition that he has gotten over the last few years, I was like, he's better than Soto. But I know. But Soto has, Mike, been the beneficiary of a Mets team and an owner who's willing to do whatever to get a guy like Soto, right?
Right.
Acuna hasn't been in that position. The other part of this is, Brian, and let's just be honest, the injuries, you had 2 years of injuries with Acuna that has set him back. I'm going to tell you, if those injuries don't happen, I think he's demanding a new deal.
Well, that was the thing you and I said a few years ago. I said, wow, at the time, you don't know what your career is going to be. I thought Ozzie really sold himself short. Now, as a Braves fan, you don't really – you feel like you're getting what you paid for with Ozzie, because he's declined, if I'm honest, statistically, the last few years. And then defensively, he hasn't been as sharp as what we've expected. I mean, he's my favorite Brave, but he's been a big disappointment of late. But getting back to Acuna, we always felt like that was going to be one that would especially be polarizing with the fan base, because there's still some guys who still don't respect Ronald Acuna, and he wears your uniform. I'll never understand that aspect of it. But you're right. The injuries do kind of dilute that argument, because he hasn't been able to stay on the field.
No. And by the way, if you're the Braves, and I hate it for Ronald because they're in no rush. He's going to be 28 next year. Then you get 2 years of club option, which to me, that's a steal. So in essence, the club goes, yeah, we'll bring you back. $17 million, of course we're going to bring you back. And then you get another year. And all of a sudden, this is the part that sucks. Then he's 30. And you start going, okay, he's still a very good player. And Mike, you're not an unrestricted free agent until you're 31. If you're Ronald Acuna, I'd be asking for more. That's just where I'm at. For what he brings, but the problem is those injuries. And the Braves can always go, well, yeah, you're right, when you're here.
Yeah, it's funny. I wonder if they ever thought about giving Max Fried that deal.
Ooh.
Because Max Fried for $100 million would have been a pretty good deal. Max, as we said, we all know why. I mean, is because he did play a full season the year before.
He did.
And then, of course, the injuries started to crop up with him, but It's a guy that I always felt that, man, that, why didn't they take care of that guy? Strider got his deal. We're hoping that Strider's coming out the other end and has figured out what it's going to be with his new limitations. But it is interesting how Alex has, you know, put it out there. And it's funny because, you know, some guys, I wonder if everybody in the, you know, the Players Association is cool with these deals. I wonder, I mean, the NFL is a little bit there. The NBA, certainly not. You know, but it is kind of interesting how, you know, these deals, you know, we kind of take it for granted. Hey, great job by Alex. But, you know, if you're a young Ronald Acuna, also known to your point, you're going to have all those years of arbitration eligibility, but still salary control for the Braves. You take that big money. It's a big boost.
Yeah.
But you're right. Now, he can stay healthy and put a couple of years together. He's still never going to come close to the Soto contract.
Well, this is the thing.
Because he's going to be too old.
Everybody thought, right, you sign this deal and all of a sudden, hey, when he's 26, 27, he's going to get another big deal.
Right.
Because he will have outplayed this contract. He actually probably has, but because of the injuries.
You lost two seasons to injury.
That's the issue. And so now you're going, all right, well, he'll get that deal when he's 30. He's going to get a $600, $700 million?
No. He's never going to approach
the
Tatis-Soto kind of contracts by the time, you know, now, unless he goes and hits 30 home runs down the stretch here.
He could.
Leads his team to a big playoff run and then demands more money.
Yeah, and that's what's got to happen. But I think he's in a tough spot. But, Brian, thanks for the question. Yeah, he's better than Soto for me. And that's not because these dudes are in town. I've been saying that for a long time. It's Dukes and Bell, man. We got to talk some NFL, some things going on around the league that we got to get to. Let's get to 4th and 1. 4th and 1 is brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Hey, man, Mike, I don't know what you thought about Jackson Dart going to the Giants, but they're praising him. Brian Daboll saying he's been an excellent in camp as far as mini camp and all the things that they've gone through, OTAs, picking up the information. At what point is he the starter? Remember, Russell Wilson is there.
Right.
And Jameis is there.
I know.
Is Jackson Dart at some point this season going to start for the Giants?
Well, it all goes with how well the Giants are going to be defensively. They're going to be pretty darn good. I mean, they've got some nice pieces. Certainly, you could argue that the defense is going to keep them in some games. You know, I mean, I felt that, you know, like the Saquon Barkley thing, that's one of the all-timers, you know, for letting him go and where that went.
Mistake.
But either way, and that would have perhaps helped Daniel Jones, too. Well, you'll never know. The only way he was ever going to get any better in New York was having that guy in the backfield. Take him away, you know where it's going to go. But you're right. Yeah, Russell Wilson, does he have it anymore? Is Russell Wilson going to start? We'll go through this nonsense where the Giants start like 1-4, and the fans will be able to see Jackson Dart.
Yeah, they'll be screaming.
Because Jameis is strictly the backup.
I agree. I think he is the guy that you just kind of lean on as a backup. Here is the head coach of the Giants, Brian Daboll.
Yeah, he's done excellent. He's picking up information. It's really good to have Russ and Jameis and even Tommy, because Tommy's been in this system for a few years here, and he's kind of the head statesman in terms of that and all the adjustments that take place or the calls. He's fit right in with those guys. He's smart. He's aggressive with the football, which I like. And then, you know, the true test will be once we start and there's live hitting and preseason games and things like that. But he's progressed, you know, since he's been here to where he's not. He's made good improvement.
Did he just mention Tommy DeVito? Oh, Tommy DeVito, he's still there?
Hey, not for nothing, I'm 4th on the depth chart, but I'm still a big fan favorite. It's unbelievable, right? This guy, living the dream.
Are you guys still doing the tailgating stuff, Tommy?
Still doing it, man. My mom's unbelievable. She makes the best ravioli, man. It's unbelievable. Lasagna's to die for. I'm telling you. And by the way, anybody who puts bacon on pizza, not in my house, okay? In my family. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You're living like an animal.
I love your dad, though. He's a maniac, man.
He's great. I'll tell you what. You know, and all those his alleged ties to the Soprano organization, totally erroneous. By the way, you know, I just looked up the Giants depth chart.
Yeah.
They did pick up everybody's favorite big, husky, John Riggins-looking running back, Cam Scataboo.
They did.
Remember from Arizona State?
Yes, they did.
So yeah. I know, again, now that's going to be he'll be a fan favorite up there if he can get on the field. But it is kind of interesting because
they still got
Singletary, Tyrone Tracy they've got. Okay. So, yeah, maybe Scataboo. I mean, that running back room ain't exactly putting people, you know, ooh, wow, look at that. It's a meh running back. Maybe Scataboo gets a shot.
He might. He was great in the bowl game against Texas here, man. He was unbelievable.
But the Giants, the calling card, though, as we talked about, is the defense. Because, you know, you've got Abdul Carter now in the mix. You got Brian Burns, remember, they signed from Carolina.
Yeah.
You know, they got some dudes, man. I think it's going to be very – and Thibodeau's actually, You know, I wonder how they use Thibodeau with Carter, because Thibodeau, yeah, I don't think he's lived up to all the potential from where he was drafted.
Yeah, on the defense. Yeah, and I say bowl game, it was a college football playoff. Texas probably should have lost that game the way things were going. But Scatterboo, man, he could be a fan favorite. Meanwhile, I just watched a video of Lamar Jackson welcoming his former Louisville teammate, Jaire Alexander. Mm. They played at Louisville together. Alexander's been in Green Bay. They let him go, and the Ravens have signed Jaire Alexander. It's a one-year deal, upwards of $6 million, Mike. But Lamar is, like, hugging him, and they're greeting each other, and he's like, man, let's do this. Can he help him? Yeah. Look, if you're going to get through the AFC, you're still talking about Mahomes and Josh, potentially Joe Burrow, who's in that division. You've got to have some guys that can cover. A lot of people think Jaire Alexander maybe has lost a step or two. But, Mike, you know, we talk about it. As much as teams play the nickel and all of this stuff, I think he's an experienced guy that can help the Ravens' defense. Mm. But we know this, guys. The Ravens, the mistakes that they made, and Lamar was talking about this too, and I want you to hear this, Mike, because his coach came out, Harbaugh, and said, we think he should be the highest-paid guy. We think he should be the highest-paid quarterback.
Didn't we just go through this?
And Lamar was asked about it, and he was like, yeah, okay, listen to this.
You know, I never discuss contract situations here. But, yeah, I don't want to talk about it. Hey, is that okay with you?
Now, as we know, the market gets reset every year.
Every year.
And Dak Prescott, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Jordan Love, Trevor Lawrence, Tua, Jared Goff, Brock Purdy, Justin Herbert, and then Lamar Jackson. Now, again, this goes, if you want to go total value, and then you're looking at Lamar coming in, well, he's still not in the top five.
If Purdy got what he got,
right,
Lamar Jackson should get $400 million.
Right.
No, I'm being serious.
No, because Purdy got $5 million more guaranteed, the total value of the contract.
It's ridiculous. There's no way he's as good as Lamar Jackson.
Quite frankly, I'm with you on this one.
There's no way he's as good. But he's not going to get Mike. They're not going to do that, right?
No.
They're not going to
do that. Well, we'll find out. I mean, they've got to figure out, you know, how Mark Andrews, how does he make up for that? Remember, Lamar turned the ball over too in this game. I know we only remember how it ended.
He did.
But part of the reason that possession mattered most is because Lamar also did some things with the ball he shouldn't have done. But, man. That is crazy. The fact that Trevor Lawrence is making more than Lamar Jackson is criminal.
It's criminal.
I'm sorry to his friends in Cartersville, but they get on the field, man.
No, man. We're talking about the MVP. Lamar should have won an unprecedented.
Two-time.
Should have won it last year.
Right.
All right. We'll move on. Coming up, yeah, man, no man's on the way. Also, guys, we got to talk about what's going on around in college football. The Dogs land another big recruit. Sam Mitchell's on the way in the 4 o'clock hour. Stay right there.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's funny. One of our listeners says, Dukes and Bell, I guess they still see Lamar as a wide receiver on the payroll. Look.
No, look, again, they did get him at one point. He was the highest paid.
That's right.
The most guaranteed. It eclipsed the Deshaun Watson contract. NFL owners wanted to strangle Jimmy Haslam over. But it just shows you how quickly the market moves and is reset. But there's no way in God's green earth that Trevor Lawrence or Brock Purdy should be getting more total contract than what Lamar Jackson got.
No, not at all. And look, as you go through this, you can stomp your feet. And that's why Lamar was like, I don't do this. I don't talk about it. Even when he got his deal, he didn't talk about it. He didn't have an agent. Nobody knew what was going on, and everybody was like, well, he needs one, and what's happening? And then he got his deal. But, Mike, if he wanted to stomp his feet and be Julio, he could. It only causes more issues, and the Ravens have yet to achieve their goal. Mm. He's all about winning a Super Bowl. So, yeah, the money is a few million, okay, a bunch of million less than what it maybe should be compared to what these other guys are now getting, but I don't think that he's going to do that. I think, now, if he wins the Super Bowl this year, maybe a different story.
Right. Now, but again, he's got to cut. He's got to be clean. No turnovers. He's got to be clean. He wasn't, as I said earlier, a couple guys hit me up. And
fumble.
Funny, one guy hit us up and goes, I forgot about the fumble. we were just talking about it. But Mark Andrews is the guy that wears the albatross around his neck for the gag at the goal line.
Oh, yeah. It was. And by the way, Lamar defended him, too.
Right. The strip of the field, and of course, the fumble, the drop.
They're at mandatory minicamp, like the Falcons were last week. And so he's talking, and that's why we're getting this stuff. But he defended Andrews and saying he's done so much for our team, so much for everybody. So he's trying to make that right. But that was a tough situation, man. Hey, coming up, stay there. We've got some NBA conversation coming up with our man Sam Mitchell next hour. Also, Mike's got some guy talk on the way. More on our Braves. This big series continues, and a great conversation with you guys today, talking about the pressure that should be on our front office to get this team better. We just can't sit on our hands. And I don't think Alex will, but this whole notion like Buster only, he doesn't have to do anything. I don't know what he's talking about. Let's get to Yeah Man, No Man.
All righty, guys. Made it to hump day. Tomorrow, many of us have the day off, so congratulations. That's right, Juneteenth. So happy long weekend for those of you that will be out throughout from tomorrow on. So, Carl Dukes. Just kidding. All right, guys. First off, I want to give a big yeah, man, to the Sprayberry Yellow Jackets football team. Going to see them tomorrow. They got a brand new coach coming off a historic season. So just want to give them a shout out, show some love as I'll go see them tomorrow.
Man, they always have athletes. I'll say that. Every year I get a chance to watch probably one of their games, and it's like, man. And they put some cats in the NFL as well.
Yeah.
I think I don't know if they're building a new stadium, but they're adding on
they've
to that
got,
school.
They're doing a lot of building over there right now. Yeah, so shouts out to them. I'm going to see them tomorrow morning, bright and early. All right, first up, guys, how familiar are you guys with Tubi? Or I know you're familiar with it, but how often do you find yourself watching Tubi?
Is that its own streaming service, or is it a part of one of the streaming services that
I myself have never actually clicked it, but I think it's kind of its own. Like, I think if you go, you know, you turn on your smart TV, I think you
it's
see
there.
Yeah.
T-U-B-I.
Have you done it?
I'm sure if I get on my phone right now, I'm getting billed $6 a month for Tubi, like everything else.
I have not.
Well,
anybody who's been in an Airbnb or a VRBO with a smart TV, quick, grab whatever the damn thing is, right. Tubi, Hulu, whatever.
Well, Tubi, it's right. popular, believe it or not, because of kind of how bad some of the stuff movie-wise that they put on. Because, you know, with Tubi, I think, like, literally, we could make a movie. and
we put it on there
and get it up on Tubi.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Hey, let's do it. The quality of some of the thing. Hold on now.
Dukes and Bell produce Mitch Evans, My Life's Journey. It all started for me with a dream in Brooklyn to be a broadcaster.
Oh, well, I bring it up because I think maybe they could have their first like hit series or show, whatever. Okay. It's being reported by Awful announcing that they're going to do a 6-part docuseries called Zero Star, The Cam Ward Story.
Okay.
And it will air in September. From zero star to number one pick, Cam Ward's story is a rallying cry to all underdogs to face adversity head on. Yeah, man, no, man. Tubi may have a hit with this one.
Okay, so are you telling me Tubi's the kind of place where, you know, it costs $50 to produce this?
I mean, and what production value are we going to get on this?
Yes, and they're going to make like $2 million off of this thing? $50 to make me, you, right, Grant?
Yeah, right.
Garrett, should I say, in our iPhones.
Right, right.
Because we always talk about, I forget what network had it. It might have been Fox, but it was the Michael Jordan story, but they didn't have the rights to the NBA. So it was like Chicago basketball team.
Look, I don't know if it'll be a hit. I'm interested in the story. Mm-hmm. His story is kind of interesting, yeah. Right? Didn't get offered D1, mm-hmm. goes to a small school,
mm-hmm.
Ultimately transfers twice to get to Miami, right, from mm-hmm. Washington.
God, I wish we got him at FSU.
It's an interesting story. I just, since it's on Tubi, I gotta hold my judgment here.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Well, that's
sure.
The first thing I said, too. Mike,
but it's funny because even now, nobody remembers the first overall pick in this draft. It's all about Shedeur Sanders. I mean, mm-hmm. to a lesser extent, where Travis Hunter was going to go.
Right.
But still, I mean, it's funny how, you know, all the juice and all the focus. That's why I said to Carl the other day, I mean, if Shedeur does get to be a starter and Cam has success in Nashville, send that guy a freaking candy gram every year, man. Because definitely there's no pressure on Cam Ward in Nashville.
Yeah, you're 100% right. You know what I thought, too? Did you guys ever see, there was an excerpt during all the draft, leading up to the draft, where him and Shedeur were working out. And Cam was talking to him like, you know, you do all that stuff in the cameras and, you know, you wear number one. I forgot, because what did Cam wear in college? What number was he? But he was basically, he was like, I don't want to wear number one.
I don't know, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, like he was like, basically, I'm cool with all that spotlight going wherever.
Yeah, one in Miami.
Yeah, like I'm cool with it. Like, you know what I'm saying? So anyway.
I think I do remember that. There was some footage of them working out
together.
Yeah,
so. But anyway, yeah, let's see how Tubi does with this one. All right, moving on. Our friend, Cody Benjamin, put out a recent list. 9 NFL players who are running out of time to prove themselves entering the 2025 season. Some names on here, I'm not surprised. Trevor Lawrence is on here. I kind of was shocked Bryce Young, because I think Bryce kind of turned it on last year late once he kind of got back in. So I was kind of shocked he was on here. But Anthony Richardson, Travis Etienne, and a few others. But a name that I know the both of you are probably assuming is on this list is not on this list, and that is one Kyle Pitts. Yeah, man, no man. Kyle Pitts should have been on this list for NFL players who are running out of time to prove themselves entering 2025.
Well, Pro Football Focus had him as one of the guys with the most to prove this year, which, but again, that one didn't. So, again, I just think that we fall on Pitts. And everyone's got a theory on it. You know, I think there's a pie chart, Carl. Some of this is play calling. Some of this is his work ethic. Some of this is, you know, dedication to craft and running the routes and the things Greg Olson talked about. Mm-hmm. Some of it is how he's used schematically, too, because, you know, where he's on the field. But at the end of the day, I mean, we were just having this conversation off the air. If he goes and kicks butt this year, mm-hmm. he walks, unless you franchise tag him, if you don't want to give him a deal. And that's the thing. Imagine if he kicks butt. And you still got to sign Bijan down the road. Not today, not tomorrow, but down the road, Carl. You got to sign Bijan. You got to sign Drake London. So imagine if Pitts balls out.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're wound up, like, what do you do? Because that's why some people said maybe you trade him now.
Mm.
But the value would be negligible, right?
Yeah, I look.
You're not going to get any more than a 6th rounder for Pitts now, right?
No. I just feel like everybody feels like that's a, you know, overrated value that you're going to get in return for him. I do think he should have been on this list. And say it again. Players that need to are running out of time.
Running out of time to prove themselves.
Yeah. Look, I think that when there are guys who are potential stars in the NFL, it don't take us 5 years to see that.
Mm.
And when you get to that point where you're in year 5, 6, 7, and we're still talking about this, yeah, you're on the list. You're one of these guys that has been unable to convince the fan base that you're worthy of what the expectation was. And for Pitts, it's a high expectation. Right. It's not his fault, but it's just it comes with the territory, right? So the crazy thing is, I don't know if people are willing to say even right now, he's a good tight end, but he'll never be great. We should be saying he's a great tight end, but I don't know if he'll ever be like super all pro and one of the Hall of Famer type guys. That's what we should be talking about based on where he ended up in the draft. But we're not saying that. I don't even know how many people dead air are saying, he's a good tight end. Are you willing to say that?
I mean, statistically, he's the 15th best tight end in the league.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Coach.
Yeah.
But no, but that's just it. I mean, he did have a 1,000-yard season. You know, granted, I mean, but one touchdown. But he had, okay, that's his rookie year.
Right.
Onward and upward. The injury, it literally took him a year and a half to get right. He was never right the second season. We learned that as much from Arthur Smith, the coach. And then, you know, last year, he shows you just enough to keep the believers on the hook, like the Tampa game with the two touchdowns, things like that. Or the amazing catch and the great throw from Pitts against the Commanders on Sunday night.
Yeah. Well, maybe we get Cody on and maybe see if we can pick his brain as to why he felt like Pitts didn't deserve to be on the list. Mm-hmm. All right, last one before we get out of here, guys. You guys kind of were talking about this one earlier, but for those listeners who may not have actually seen in the action last night, here's what it sounded like.
I mean, is that displacement? I think it is.
Oh, and Marina Mabry's going to get ejected. If the officials saw that, Marina Mabry is going to get ejected.
Well, they're
going to
go and look at it.
All right, that was the physical altercation, what it sounded like on the call. Carl and Mike, you guys were talking about it earlier. And big matchup, Indiana Fever. Not really big because Connecticut's struggling, but Connecticut Sun and Caitlin Clark knocked to the ground by Marina Mabry. Those two were actually opponents in college in the Big Ten. Later, as you mentioned, Carl, Sophia Cunningham has the hard foul on J.C. Sheldon. That sparked another scuffle. Yeah, man, no man. Carl, you already said you kind of are cool with it, which I kind of am too. But, yeah, man, no, man. Ain't nothing wrong with a little fisticuff in the WNBA.
No, it keeps us talking. I'm not talking about it otherwise. No, we weren't going to talk about that game unless this happened. And I get it. WNBA has its loyal fans, and God bless. I'm not telling you how to watch your sports. You like what you like. Right. But this is funny, though, because it truly is a manifestation of the petty jealousy and all the and look, whether it's a man or a woman, people get jealous and they get in their bag. And people not realizing, seeing the forest for the trees, what she's doing. Elevating the sport. Would you like to go back to flying, Coach? You know, would you? You know, I mean, would you like to make another comma on your paycheck? But that's fine. She's got an enforcer, and women getting after this. People who do love this stuff. You can't pay me to watch it, but people are getting in. They're talking about it. So good for the sport.
Yeah. Look, I am watching when she plays. Mm-hmm. I'm not necessarily watching all the time, and I got to tell you guys this: Atlanta Dream's pretty good too. Now.
Yeah, they are.
They're fun to watch. Yeah. And but Caitlin Clark has gotten me like some guys that have come along in the sports world where I'm like, she might go off for 50 tonight. Let me just see. And the shots she's taking, again, it's Steph Curry-ish, right? She's taking logo threes, like it's no big deal. Mm-hmm. But yeah, last night that foul, and if you didn't see it, that highlight that Day Day played, when Sophie Cunningham, she's awarded a flagrant two, she's thrown out of the game. When she takes that foul, she's not going for the ball. Mm-mm. This was, I'm taking you to the ground for what you did to Caitlin earlier. And it was blatantly obvious. Mm-hmm. And that part of it was like, oh.
Yeah.
Her teammates have her back. And I just feel like this is something we're going to see the rest of the season. Mm-hmm. I don't know if the Indiana Fever are going to, you know, win the championship. But remember, for those who watch, the Liberty were undefeated last week or early. You know, they went in and beat the New York Liberty, who were the defending champs. People were like, they're going to go undefeated. Mm-hmm. They got a shot.
Yeah. But, I mean, like I said, you know, for guys who don't follow it, basically you got a sexy blonde doing a Charles Oakley impression.
It was great.
It was pretty cool.
It was great.
Yeah, it was. Well, and you heard what Carl just said, like – you may want to hop on that underdog whenever Caitlin.
No
Clark
doubt. I'm trying to tell you.
I did get a kick. Because some guys, the guys are the big fans of this. And I'm sorry I missed out. But they're saying, you know, this has happened to Michael Jordan. I go, yeah, but you know, Michael Jordan, he was a cog in the machine. He was on the way up when the Pistons were beating him up. Yeah. But you still had Magic and Bird and a million other stars in the NBA at the time.
Yeah.
You know, well, she is the star, along with
Angel Reese.
Yeah, Angel Reese.
Which, who, ironically, by the way, they threw her name in an article related to that fight.
And now she's apparently copywritten me bound, Carl.
Which, oh, she
misses.
Really?
She misses all those bunnies. She misses. There's some great memes about her missing a lot of bunnies, and now she gets the rebounds for it too.
All right, that's a yeah man, no man on a hump day. Yeah.
Good stuff, man. Coming up, Sam Mitchell's going to join us. But before we get to that, the Dogs do it again. Stay right there.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.